तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
नमस्ते, तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ एसपिएस नेपाली पोडकास्ट। र अब कुरा गरौँ 4 वर्षीय केटो हरिसँग हाम्रो भर्खरै भएको भेटको बारेमा। घरी सानो तलाउमा चुर्लुम्मा डुब्दै निस्कदै, घरी आफ्नो भारी ज्यानलाई भित्तामा जोडेर, त फेरि झुन्डिएका पाङ्रा र ड्रमसँग कुस्ती खेल्दै। यसरी नै बित्दैछन् एक सिङ्गे गैडा हरिका दिन सिडनीको टरुङ्गा जूमा, र हरिको स्याहार सुसारमा लागि परेकाहरू, उसको छालाको हेरचाह, हिलोमा खेल्ने दिनचर्या, पानीको फोहरासँग रमाउने समय र आहारालाई निकै ध्यान दिइरहेका छन्। गत वर्षको नोभेम्बरमा रिजनल न्यू साउथ वेल्स स्थित डब्बु जूबाट सिडनीको टरङ्गा जूमा बसाइ सरेपछि हरिको दिनचर्या सोसल मिडियामा हाल चुलिएको छ। तर जन्मिएको केही समयपछि नै हरिका बारे भने हामीले सन् 2021 पनि बुझेका थियौँ, र उतिखेर चुलबुलेर आमासँग निकै नजिक रहेको केटोको रूपमा हरिलाई हामीले तपाईँहरू सामु ल्याएका थियौँ। र त्यो कुराकानी हामीले केही दिन अघि मात्रै पनि हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/nepalima पुनः प्रकाशित गरेका छौँ। आज भने हामी विगत 5 महिनादेखि हरिको स्याहार गर्दै आएका नयाँ केयरर जेकबसँग सहकर्मी सुनिता पोखरेलले गरेको कुराकानी प्रस्तुत गर्दैछौँ। र अमेरिकन आमा र जापानिज बाउ अस्ट्रेलियामा जन्मिएको केटोको किन राखियो नेपाली नाउँ भनेर उहाँले कुराकानी सुरु गर्नुभएको छ।
Mara is from America, right? And Dora is from Japan. But why is he named Hari?
Well, the name Hari has a lot of significance to the Nepalese culture, from my understanding, and has a lot of ties to the sun, to light. And I think we wanted to just replicate that onto him because these animals are so charismatic. They're such bright personalities and such great ambassadors for rhino conservation and conservation of nature.
Hari has now officially made the move from Dubbo to Sydney. So how's the young guy settling into city life?
Yeah, so Hari's settling in really, really well. He's come from quite a different environment. So we did a lot of work preparing him for his arrival here in Sydney, and it couldn't have gone better. He's exceeded all expectations there. He's really, really coming into his own here as well.
Like you said about preparation, what's getting a 4-year-old rhino ready for a big move a bit like preparing a toddler for a road trip?
Yeah, so besides the logistical nightmares that is transports and permits and whatnot, we the keepers did a lot of work trying to desensitize Hari to lots of new environmental stimuli that he wouldn't have had out in Dubbo and what he would have here in Sydney. So we're a very large city zoo, urban zoo, which means we've got a lot more guests visiting. We have lots of environmental differences as well. We have things like planes and concerts around the greater Sydney area. And these animals are so perceptive. So we did a lot of work desensitizing him to that kind of stimuli. So during the journey, it can be quite daunting for a lot of species traveling such a vast difference. But again, Hari did incredibly well. We prepared very much in that transport, doing crate sessions with him every day, so teaching him to enter and exit that crate and conditioning him to what it would be like in sort of simulating that transport here to Sydney. And I remember on his arrival, when he came here in the middle of the night, we opened the crate and he just sort of strolled out like it was nobody's business, super casual, like, look at my new bedroom all by myself. And he's got this whole new bachelor of hat that he's able to come here.
So what are some classic Hari habits visitors should keep an eye out for?
So Hari is an absolute water baby. He loves to spend a lot of time in the water, as you can see. He also loves to wallow around in the mud. You can see there's all kinds of devices and items here in his environment. So he's got some tires, some barrels. He loves to sort of knock and push them around. He's a very big, strong animal, so we need to make sure that what we're giving him, he's not going to destroy in one go. So he loves to play. He loves to spend a lot of time resting throughout the day in the water and in the mud. Those are kind of the best things about him that we see that is very classic Hari.
So before Hari arrived, were you familiar with his story, like, you know, where he came from and about his background and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I began working with Hari when he was already about 3, on the verge of 4 years old. Mm-hmm. But from what I know, his name has a lot of ties to the sun. He's kind of the shining light on the team, which is pretty amazing to think about. And he kind of lives and expresses that in his day-to-day.
So how important is Hari for the future of greater one-horned rhino conservation in Australia?
Yeah, so Hari's a very special individual. He's one of only 3 greater one-horned rhino in the Australasian region. So the other 2 are his parents. Hari arriving to us here in Sydney means he's able to come into his own as a sub-adult and then into adult, learn how to be a big, strong adult rhino. And then once he's mature enough, we can look at finding him a lady friend to continue that program. And it also means that his parents in Dubbo can continue the program as well. All the meanwhile this is happening, people are learning about greater one-horned rhino in Dubbo and here in Sydney. We're very fortunate to be one of the first founders of the IRF, the International Rhino Foundation, and do a lot of partnership initiatives and programs with them and continuing that commitment to rhino conservation throughout the world for all 5 species.
Does Hari have some rhino neighbors here already? Like you said, he's not very friendly with other rhinos, but still in the surrounding, are there any other rhinos?
Hari's the only rhino here at Taronga.
So he's the star attraction.
Yeah, he's the star attraction in that sense, which is pretty cool. And for him, of course, it's actually really important that he learns how to be by himself, because this is what's very normal for this species. They're very friendly with lots of other animals like ourselves, but with other rhino, that's something that could potentially mean a threat. So it's really important that he finds his own in sort of how to be, learn how to be what's normal for an adult male rhino.
हरिसँगै अरू गैंडाका बारेमा पनि चर्चा बाँकी नै छ, सुन्दै गर्नुहोस् एसपीएस नेपाली। तर पालो चाहिँ अब यो छोटो ब्रेकको।
Like you said, like he is adjusting well without his mom, and we have all heard stories of how Amala was taking care of him, yeah. And then so much bond there.
Yeah.
How is she doing after Hari came here?
I'm sure she's actually quite happy to be rid of him. A little bit like us with humans, with our parents. Maybe when the kid stays with the parents for too long, they get, no matter how much you love them, you need them to sort of go off on their own. And I think Amala was probably at that stage now. And now that Hari has flown the coop, it means that she can look at Dora, the other male greater one-horned rhino in Dubbo, and maybe get some nice sweet eyes on him again.
Does he have other mates in this territory?
So in this habitat here, we also have Asian water buffalo down the lower end of the paddock. Mm-hmm. And it's quite normal for Asian water buffalo to inhabit the same environments the greater one-horned rhino do. So we're in the process of doing those introduction stages where we can implement the water buffalo in with Hari, and likewise, means that they'll get a lot more social and behavioral enrichment out of that. These animals will cross each other in the wild. They'll generally sort of hit their distance, but also be in very close proximities as well. So they'll learn to respect each other's boundaries, but they'll also get a lot of social and behavioral enrichment out of it as well.
And have visitors already fallen in love with Hari since he arrived? What's the public reaction?
Yeah, absolutely. Hari really is sort of a massive star here at Taronga, which we're very happy about. They're such a charismatic species, and he is doing incredibly well in this space as well. We see him utilize all aspects of it, and it really shows guests just how incredible these animals are, and really sort of promote them as a flagship species for being ambassadors for rhino and for the wild and for Nepal as well.
And what he eats, what do you do for his enrichment and everything?
Yeah, so Hari has a pretty varying routine. We like to spice things up and keep them different every day for him. But basically, we bring him inside, we clean the habitat, we clean up the big mess he's left for us the day before, and then we go out and provide a lot of food and enrichment items for him. You can see there's tires and barrels. We'll alternate what kind of objects we're putting out there for him. And then once we sort of send him back out, it's up to him to find all those things we've provided for him so he can enjoy his day. And then we kind of replicate a lot of those things throughout the day as well. We also do a lot of training with him as well. It's really easy for us to take our cats and dogs to the vet, for instance, if they ever need a health check, but you can't do that with a 2-ton rhino. So we do a lot of cooperative husbandry care with our animals, and Hari's no exception to that. So we can teach him to position his body so he can get nice and close to us, so we can inspect all of him, make sure he's in good health, check out his feet, his mouth, his horn, to make sure he's doing really well.
I've heard that he's been pampered a lot here with his skin routine. So what is happening?
So these animals are incredibly robust. Greater One-Horned Rhino are not called the Armored Rhino for no reason, but he has a very luxurious life here at Taronga, and we want to stay on top of his health care. So that means we are providing him with mud baths and all kinds of treatment for his skin if he ever does have a little scrape or a nick on him. By the next morning, it's most likely healed, but it means that we're able to keep on top of those things and stay proactive with his health care as he ages.
What is so unique about one-horned rhinos compared to other rhinos?
So they're one of only two of the five rhino species that only has one horn. Their scientific name is Rhinoceros unicornis. So they're quite literally a unicorn in that regard, and we all know how rare unicorns are. Now, they're also incredibly armored, which is very visually distinct of them. And they've got these amazing teeth on their bottom jaw, which not other rhinos sort of possess. So they're a flagship species for Nepal and a flagship species for conservation. They've had an incredible conservation story from back in the 1900s, where there were only about 100 individuals left in the wild. And the Nepalese and Indian government had a lot of really strong conservation legislation and goals that came through that have now been able to raise that number from 100 to about 3 to 4,000. Mm. So they're a flagship species for conservation and for all rhino species as well in that regard.
Naming him Hari has something to do with social cohesion to give him that, identification or introduction.
Maybe that's a little bit more for us than it is for him. But we also do acknowledge that it's a very culturally significant name, and he's a very culturally significant animal to the Nepalese people, to Indian people, but also to here as in Taronga's mission in conservation as well. And we want to replicate that here as well.
And what about the celebration that he got from Nepali community?
How was that? Yeah, it was amazing. We have still a lot of that remnants out in the habitat today. So you can see there's amazing flags and painted barrels out on the habitat. The Nepalese consulate came, lots of community food and sort of face and hand painting that went around, which was amazing to celebrate. It was amazing to have the Nepalese people come and make that connection to him as well, because he is an animal that is historically and originally from that region of the world. So it's important to build that connection, and it's important to celebrate all of those aspects of that community, but also this species as well.
So does he react to visitors?
So Hari's quite an amazing animal. We've done a lot of desensitization with him, and fortunately we're able to give him a lot of things in his environment that allow him to choose how he wants to engage with that. So fortunately for him, he loves people, which means when guests come over to see, he's more than happy to sort of acknowledge them or not, and he can just go about his day doing his thing. Fortunately for us as keepers, he's very attuned to us, because there's obviously a lot of a positive rapport there with him. We provide him with a lot of the things that he loves in his environment, so he's more than happy to see us and by extension other people as well. So a lot of people are quite familiar with rhinos in general, but may not be familiar with greater one-horned rhino. And they're such an incredible species that come from such an incredible part of the world that has been championing the conservation for them and also many other species in those regions. So it's an important part in advocating for conservation and for these animals as well.
र अब चाहिँ जू घुम्न आएकालाई पनि हरिका बारे सोधे हेरौँ भनेर सुन्दाजीले कुरा गर्नुभएको छ. सुनिहालौँ उहाँहरूको भनाइ पनि.
मेरो नाम कोमल बस्नेत. म चाहिँ नेपाली तर चेन्नईमा बस्छु. सो यहाँ सिडनीमा सर्ट हलिडे, छोराको छुट्टी छ स्कुलको, त्यही भएर 10-11 दिन लगाएको.
ए, अनि हरिसँग भेट भयो कि
भयो? भेट भयो. यहाँ आई टुक एकदम राम्रो पिक्चर्स पनि लिएँ. यहाँ माई सन्स भेरी ह्याप्पी, खुसी छ ऊ. हि केम हियर टु सी.
ऊ चाहिँ खास कोआला र क्याङ्गुरू, जुन चाहिँ अस्ट्रेलियाको पहिचान हो नि, होइन, उसलाई हेर्न आएको. अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ फेरि नेपाल इन्डिया हुन्छ नि, सबैलाई कनेक्ट गर्यो कि एकै ठाउँ.
उसले चाहिँ वाट टु सी इन अस्ट्रेलिया भनेर गुगल गरेर, एन्ड देन हि सॉ कि जू छ भनेर. सो हि वान्टेड टु सी क्याङ्गुरू कोआला एन्ड हि फाउन्ड अबाउट हरी. सो उसलाई चाहिँ राइनो हेर्न मन लाग्यो, एन्ड सो हिज बकेट लिस्ट इज दोज थ्री. So you have to fulfill that.
Okay, all ticked.
Has it all ticked? Almost everything is ticked.
My name is Monique and I'm from Newcastle. So we're actually staying at the Eco Lodge here at the zoo.
Wow.
So we're here for 2 days.
Right. What do you think about Hari? Have you met him?
He's beautiful. I haven't met him in person, but I've heard some of the talks about him.
What have you heard?
So he's new to Sydney Zoo. He was over in Dubbo. He's the one-horned rhino, and he's known as the Indian rhino, and he's 2.7 ton, I think, right? 2,700 kilograms.
Wow, I've got so much information about him.
I just read about him.
Before coming here? Or?
No, well, since here at the zoo.
All right. So what do you think about his look?
He's beautiful. He's gorgeous. He's different to the African rhino, but it's lovely that we get to see him.
Just giving him this name, the community felt so much connected to Taronga Zoo. So what do you think it has the importance in the community or as a whole wider Australia?
I think it's very important. We're so multicultural here, and if it can help other people feel more connected to him, then it helps spread the knowledge of how endangered they are and can help with conservation efforts.
Prajwal Kalakheti, my Hurstville Bada, Sydney. I'm very happy to be here in Nepal. It's a very proud moment for us, I think.
What are you doing? Are you doing it?
Well, first time out there, Ariko edition. It gives you a homely feeling. And the way सबै कुरा डिजाइन गरिदिएको छ अनि आई थिंक इन उनीहरुको त्यो बुकलेटमा पनि राखिदिएको छ नि त हैन आई थिंक मोर फोकस देखेकोले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ आई थिंक वी आर वेरी प्राउड
आई एम लुकिया पापाजोर्जियो एन्ड आई एम फ्रॉम एडलेड यू नो इट्स फनी व्हेन आई फर्स्ट saw him आई thought it was a statue you know how you kind of like walk around the zoo and you're like oh is that and then my husband was like no that's a rhino they're pretty amazing aren't they like They're very majestic. Yep, I think culturally it's really important to, you know, honour the animals that the Nepalese people value. They're just, it's awesome, isn't it? Like, and having had a child now, it's so awesome to share this with him.
हामी हरिको दिनचर्यालाई भिडियोमा पनि प्रस्तुत गर्नेछौँ त्यसका लागि तपाईँले एसपिएस नेपालीको फेसबुक इन्स्टाग्राम एक्स वा एसपिएस साउथ एजियनको युट्युब पेजमा जानुपर्नेछ हामीलाई खोज्न सजिलो छ फेसबुक इन्स्टाग्राम र एक्समा @SBS नेपाली भनेर खोज्नुहोस् युट्युबमा भने @SBS साउथ एजियनको नाममा हामी रहेका छौँ पोडकास्टका रूपमा हाम्रा थप सामग्रीहरू भने सदा झैँ हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/nepali र आफ्नो मोबाइलमा एसपिएस अडियो एप डाउनलोड गरी तपाईँले प्राप्त गर्न सक्नुहुनेछ
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ एप्पल पोडकास्ट गुगल पोडकास्ट स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा